Hello, welcome to Call Me Negotiator. And Call Me Negotiator is a broadcasting show airs every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Vancouver time on CJSF 90.1 FM and live at cjsf.ca. Our Chinese live stream is available on WeChat video channel called 野蛮生长夏洛特. If you have any questions or top ideas or would like to join us as a guest, please email callmenegotiator@gmail.com. And today we are having our guest who is an AI expert going to share his story and how he transferred from finance into AI consulting business and what kind of value he would like to provide to our audiences. Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. Thank you so much for the introduction. I'm super pumped to be here. We have cameras everywhere. And is this audible? Perfect. So I am from India. I moved here just as a student, like many of you would have been. And coming to Canada was very interesting. I still remember the first time I stepped outside the plane, looking at a brand new country that I've never been alone by myself without parents outside the country.
Right.
So that was crazy. And
what was that? How many years ago?
It was actually in 2017. And for some reason, I still remember that. And I also remember the first time I saw snow. Who here still remembers the first time they saw snow?
Right, right. I mean, like, I also came from a southern city in China. So I was also very excited when I see snowing. But, like, I guess snowing is not as exciting in Vancouver because the traffic is completely, you know, like, stocked.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
In terms of snow here in Vancouver, you don't see a lot of snow here.
Mm-hmm.
But in Toronto, Montreal, you go Alberta, Manitoba, they see a lot of snow.
Right.
And for everyone, the audience as well, like, feel free to drop a comment below. When was the first time you saw snow? And after seeing snow, it's great for a moment. And when you are hit with a snowstorm and it's minus 40, you're trying to walk to the bus stop, it's like hands are freezing, your face is freezing, and you're like, this is not fun.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah, I know. So, could you introduce to our audiences, also like our audiences in from live streaming, and how do I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Suhas.
Suhas.
Yes.
Okay, Suhas. Yes. I'll try to pronounce it accurately, but it's really challenging for meeting people in like the diverse city in Vancouver. That would be really challenging, but Suhas.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then could you, I talked to you a little bit about your story before, so I knew that you used to be in the finance industry, right?
Yes. So I was in finance where we helped issuers of medium-term notes and Euro commercial papers. And we used to list those securities in Euroclear and Clearstream, which are the clearing houses in Europe. Think of it like stock market, but for medium-term notes and bonds and such. Where I saw a lot of transaction every day, we used to process a lot of trades. I have a question for you here.
Yes, please.
Take a guess on the biggest trade I processed with my hands.
Oh my god, that would be really challenging. Like,
take a random guess. Take three guesses.
Okay, like a million.
Million?
Right.
Okay, I would say higher, go higher.
Okay.
And like the audience, like drop a comment below. Try to guess.
Right. Well, like go higher, like crazily,
like
or
crazy
crazily,
higher.
Like.
Yeah.
10 million.
Like,
right.
I would say go more higher.
Oh, go higher. Like, I don't know, like 100 million.
100 million?
Yeah, 100 million is too much.
Actually, it's higher than that.
Like, oh, okay.
The biggest trade I processed was 15 billion euros.
15 billion euros.
Yes,
oh my God.
That was a single trade. And
right.
That was like mind-blowing to see the amount of money is flowing around and see how much transactions are happening.
Mm.
And that's where it actually opened my eyes to say, okay, there's a lot more than me sitting in the city. I have to get out of here.
Mm.
And that's when I decided to come to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied financial planning and project management. Got honors in project management as well. And post that, I got into a regular job and I got my permanent residency here.
Right.
And that was challenging, but after that's done, I wanted to go home. I had to fly home after 3 years of coming to Canada.
Okay.
And anyone here traveled during COVID?
Me.
Oh, okay, you traveled
during
COVID? Yeah,
I did. I actually traveled. Oh, I went to so many places. I went to Costa Rica. I went to Turkey, Egypt, Sri Lanka. Europe, somewhere like the Balkans. I mean, like my journey was very different. I guess you could probably relate to it because you sounds like about to share some travel experiences during COVID.
Absolutely. So my plan was to go back home to India during COVID,
right.
Stay there for like a month or two, and then fly back here to Toronto.
Right.
And as everyone knows, there were a lot of bans
right.
during flight.
Right.
Like all the flights were banned. They kept moving and pushing the flight date. And I ended up staying in India for like 6 months.
Right.
Which is insane. And after 6 months, when I got the chance to fly back, I could go back to Toronto, where I stayed for a long time.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know what? Why not just explore different city?
Right.
Like, why go back to Toronto? So I moved to Vancouver, even though I had my car in Toronto and everything is there. But I'm like, okay, let's just explore Vancouver. I came here and I just fell in love with the weather, the people, the mountains, and the amount of hikes you can do just by going. And like, I haven't moved back since then.
Oh, wow. That sounds very exciting. So to the audiences who are listening from radio, this is CJSF 90.1 FM. And for the live streaming Chinese audiences, we're on WeChat called 野蛮生长夏洛特. And we're going to listen to a short piece of music and we'll come back to Sahas, right? And then we're going to talk about how, after all these amazing, unexpected experiences, and he chose to do what he's doing right now. All right, stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM, or you can listen live on cjsf.ca. Today we have our guest Sahas. He is all the way from India. If you're tuning in from Vancouver or Canada, you probably can relate to a lot of his experiences. He came to Toronto and went back to India during COVID, and he traveled a lot, which shows his free spirit, and also he loved to explore, and that definitely applied to how he choose his new career from finance into. Could you just share with us, or I will let you just talk about it.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Currently, I am working as a AI and automations expert. We help businesses integrate AI into their solutions. It could be anything from lead generation, content, or the production or workflows within of their ops. So we take care of all of that. And what I'm most passionate about mm-hmm. is actually building the product, which is Pocket Director. Like, the reason I came into that is as I spoke to a lot of businesses, like, I found great founders, mm-hmm. great products,
right.
but terrible photos.
Terrible photos?
Photos, yeah.
Okay.
Because traditionally, if, let's say, you are a brand owner, you have a couple of ways you can actually create product photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
One, you would either take your products,
right.
ship it out to like a marketing agency or a studio so that they can actually take the product photos and stuff and then send the photos and images back to you, which mm-hmm. is once you get the product photos, you upload it on your socials and so on and then promote the product, right? Because you're spending so much time building this product, you also want to push it out to the world and share your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other way is you can ship out the products to creators, mm-hmm. which typically takes 2 to 3 weeks, and you might get something on brand or you might not get something on brand. Or the other part is you set up a studio yourself, try to take photos, try to make best use of the camera you have, and try to get a good quality photo and video to promote your product.
Right.
Now, because of this problem, they don't have the time to do it. They mm-hmm. don't have the creative lens to actually promote their product in a way
mm-hmm.
consistently every single time.
Right.
We wanted to put an entire production team
mm-hmm.
in your pocket. So we created Pocket Director AI, helping give the brand owner a creative edge.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone who is a brand owner or just wants to try out, get into promoting stuff,
mm-hmm.
You can go on to pocketdirectorai.com, try it out for free.
Right.
You can take a single photo, create an entire campaign, and UGC videos would mm-hmm. that would otherwise have taken hundreds and thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
to bringing it down to like a cup of coffee.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. So I heard that you also do all other AI consulting thing, and mm-hmm. which means you definitely weren't a professional in this area, but then you made yourself professional. Could you share a little bit experience of how nowadays people could use AI literally without coding to do all this thing, just what you did, and what suggestion you could provide to us? Like, just me, right? Like, I really wanted to do a lot of things, and I heard there's something called vibe coding, And that sounds amazing. And I mean, it's a little line that if I say I don't know AI at all, because I do work in the AI focus lab, but I don't really code, right? And then nowadays I realize that I can literally just put a website, put an app, and a lot of possibilities just to serve our audiences, to serve our clients or customers. Could you share a little bit about that and educate me, please?
Absolutely. So vibe coding has been a trending thing. Many people are hopping on vibe coding and they're like using Cloud Code or different sort of platforms such as Bolt, Lovable, and all of it to create applications or web applications just from simple prompt. And you go back and forth and the AI is able to act as like a coder for you and code all the stuff which otherwise would have taken a developer weeks of time to actually create it.
Right.
Now, with vibe coding, there's a small caveat, I would say. I have also been vibe coding. I am not a coder, but it does take some time, iterations, and you have to go back and forth. And having a little bit of knowledge about the backend stuff will get you a lot further. But in like 3 months, 6 months, like, you don't need to know any programming.
Right, right. That's what I heard. Like, I literally just scroll some social media, like short form media, and then they're literally telling us that go to GitHub, go to do this, and put a website on there, and even Figma, which is most of the UX designers using to design the web page. And now they all have like AI assistant. You can just literally tell them what to do and modify, and you put something like on the page, but then that's only in the front end, and then you wanted to make it functional because you probably need to collect some data, and then that's why you need to go somewhere else. So there is some journey of it to put your thoughts into real life, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a great point, because think of it this way. AI is just a tool, but you are the creative behind the tool, directing it to do what you want it to do. Now, let's say you're using Lovable, Base 44, or anything like that. Yes, there are Superbase integrations within, so you don't have to set up the database yourself, and you can just say, hey, this is what I want to create. Let's say I want to create an app to track my time, right? You just type it in, it'll go create the front end, back end, and it'll also connect it. But you would have to adjust it to make sure it is according to your brand.
Right, right.
Because AI is just trained on everything.
Yeah.
And that is general.
Yeah.
But you have to customize it to you.
Yeah.
So you have to go back and forth and fine tune it to make sure it is usable for you. And for production ready applications, you would have to spend a little bit more time.
Right.
But if you're a coder, you'll be able to fly through it.
Yeah.
But if you're not a coder like me, you'll take some time.
Right.
But you will get there.
Exactly. So now the barrier is not like that huge, right? Like, I don't have to be playing piano for like 10 years to make a music or something. So now we don't have to spend years of learning coding, even though that's probably not our strength or interest. But it's still like very possible, and it make the fear of unknown or the fear of learning something that's super difficult and I couldn't just even get to the step three, right? And then it's possible. So I think that is what makes things very interesting and make it actually available to us, right? So I heard that you're hosting a workshop to teaching people how actually hands-on to use AI to build their own web page, to build their own apps. And it was like, how long is that? 3 hour workshop, or how long is it?
Absolutely. It's a 3 hour in-person workshop, and it is a hands-on workshop where you build your own AI agent. Mm-hmm. We are also throwing in some prompt packs. We are also throwing in some templates there. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be step by step where I can actually walk you through how to set up your own AI agent.
Mm.
And I'm also adding an overview so you understand the landscape and what are the options you have to pick and choose to be able to build workflows and automations that your imagination is only the limit.
All right. So some people actually ask, actually I saw this comment from our live streaming audiences who asked like, you know, should we worry about like AI be too evolved to the place where replace all of us, right? And I actually attended some classes teaching digital media and turns out that classes was anti-AI using. So I mean like, because I worked in AI human interaction lab and where I definitely have different opinions, but you also transfer from a different industry to this AI industry. And I think you definitely have your own perspective towards to using AI and how it will or will not replace us.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Many people keep asking me that, asking, hey, like, will AI take over everything?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like Terminator? Like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
is it, right?
Exactly.
Like, people don't know.
Yeah.
And the only time you fear AI is if you are turning away from it and you're like anti-AI. But I have to break the truth to you guys. AI is here. Like, the genie is out of the box, right? Like, it can't go back into the box.
Right.
Like, all these big companies are spending billions of dollars on this AI.
Right.
And the only people who are going to survive are the people who adopt with it.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of like the evolution process.